on today's show. Andrew Stroh joins us from the Windy City, and we'll get into his background and journey from the Eastgate community all the way into the loving arms of us in the One Wheels. We've got nosedives. We were going to talk about it because apparently it's never going to go away. So I've got a little bit of a message for you and all of you listeners who think that you're over it. I know, I am too. But we're going to get into it just a little bit, and we'll show you how to get speedy without worrying about them. We've also got flight fins to give away. We've got a surprise giveaway. It's all here on TTR Studios, my friends, because it is Looch Dog in the morning, and this is the voice of One Wheel. So much for hanging out. I am joined by the one, the only Stroh Dog Millionaire from Chicago. What's up, Andrew?
What up? Feeling good.
Dude, man, so glad to do this with you, man. This one's going to be fun. I am flying solo here without Belly this morning, so this feels super weird. We all miss him. He is en route to the Bahamas. So, Belly, have fun, my friend. Go have fun out there, and I kind of wish you had a one wheel because you'd have so much more fun, but that's okay. Don't worry, guys. I got him on one. Stroh, I got him on a one wheel, and I'll show that to the folks. We're going to do Belly's first ride. I've got a video for you. We've got a full hour for you. Stroh, are you excited, man?
I'm very excited. Excellent to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, for sure, dude. We've got a ton to get into today, and like I said, it's going to be a little off kilter because when anybody is ever out of the mix, if you guys don't know with radio, it's a very intimate thing. It's a very intimate medium. I know we do YouTube, and that's where you can find us for the most part on channel TTR Studios. Of course, thanks for listening, but we've got a ton of podcast listeners. I think people who do it on demand, people who like the intimacy of radio, you know, allowing us into your brains, into your ears. We appreciate that. And I mean, we're in over 45 countries. And I'm sorry, no, 12 countries and 45 US cities at this point, which is really neat. So thank you for listening. I appreciate you. And Stroh, no pressure, man. Dude, how old are you? That's You're going to represent the millennials today, right?
I am. Yeah, I'm 24. I turned 25 this year, but I am pretty young thinker. So I feel right at home with Bodhi and all the young guys.
I thought you were right there with the Bode mode.
I have a baby face, we're going to say.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't.
No.
I'm 34. I don't know if you guys could see this. I am gray as all get out. I don't know what that's about. But let's get into this thing. Thank you guys for joining us on another Tuesday morning. It's 70 degrees and sunny out here on the East Coast in D.C. And I can't wait. I love spending time with you guys, but I can't wait for this thing to be over because I'm getting some floats on. Stroh, what's it like out there, man? Are you guys getting good weather? Are you rideable out there in Chicago? What's it like right now?
Nah, it's pretty miserable right now. I am happy because it's warmed up, but with that warm weather has come like a lot of rain. So that's a bummer, but it's also washing away all the salt that had been stacked on the streets for a while now. So it's a love-hate thing. I think the rain will go over, and then hopefully it'll stay dry with no snow. Snow really kills you.
Dude, I'm done with the winter, and we're going to talk about something with two wheels today. I got a lot to do. Folks, just chill out and relax because we're going to go full hour and we have heard you. We have heard you screaming and shouting from the rooftops. This show needs to be longer. That is the biggest compliment to me. So really, if you want it, you got it. That's fine. I am going to take two breaks, one at 20 minutes and one at 40 minutes. We're going to just take two little quick breaks so that we can keep this thing fresh. And I think a lot of people have been asking, like, what's the deal with you worrying so much about time? Let me address that. This is the only time I will, but I think that's a very good question. Guys, structure in radio or production in anything, really, structure is like discipline in your life. You hate it when it's there, but once it's gone, kind of miss it. Kind of need it.
I can speak to that right now.
Go for it, man.
I'm not working right now, so I can speak to that.
Well, I'm excited to hear about that. We're going to talk about how you've literally brought the one wheel on every job interview you've gone on, but I just wanted to tell everybody that's why I come from a radio background. First of all, on radio, they just beat the clock into your brain. Follow the clock, follow the clock, follow the clock. That was something I didn't know, so I don't expect you guys to know. But just so you do, that's in my blood. And I just want to give you guys a structured feel with like no structure inside of it. And that's why I'm what I'm going for here with something a little bit more unique. I want it to feel like a radio show and a TV show that doesn't have the leashes of the FCC on us. So with that being said, how did these, I mean, we're going to talk about how you got into this, dude, but how did it go? How did they look at you when you go on an interview with One Wheel? I'm just so curious.
Honestly, it's been all really, really positive. It's not like I'm going in there with cuts or you know, beat up or anything like that. So it's all about just how you present it. And I am so passionate about One Wheel. If you get me talking about it, people are like, I want to be around this guy. So frankly, for me, I attribute all my success in interviews with the One Wheel or because of the One Wheel, simply because it just gives me the confidence to be able to speak about what I love and be myself, you know?
Well, spread the stoke, man. What is it that you love so much about this?
Well, there's some key points. The big one is the community. Recently, the community is really, really awesome. And that's what keeps me coming back to the One Wheel all the time. That is as well as like the progression I see in myself, if that makes sense. You know, for the first year, I just kind of cruised on this thing. And I never really got to the point of doing tricks for a good year. And then recently it's been all about tricks, and I found it just really fun to be able to do different things and be like, man, I suck at that. And then get better and better and better as time goes on.
I love it, man.
Curbs. Yeah. So that's a big thing, the progression. And then,
hold on. Really? I cut you off there. Curbs. What were you going to say? Cause I want what that was. You're getting into curbs now. Are you getting into, parking blocks? Like, what is it that you like about the tricks now that you're into them?
Really it's the progression I'm seeing of myself. So I get better at them and then I'm like, wow, that felt really good just to slide the whole curb instead of just, you know, half of it or something like that. Being able to pop over at the end is huge. So I think the flight fins that are coming is going to add a whole new element of being able to do, say, like a quick 180 on a curb and then suddenly be doing a tail slide going, you know, backwards in the middle of your side. So I think that'd be really cool.
Pulling a Kyle Taylor, if you will. Anytime I see anybody sliding, I'm like, yep, that's the land pirate right there. Yeah. All right, so yeah, I'm curious to know, you know, how you compare this to e-skating though, because you got a lot of boards behind you, so this isn't like first electric skateboard like a lot of us. I did the same progression.
I have some regular ones too.
You got regular board. Did you start out as a skateboarder?
I did. So yeah, my full progression as a rider, it really started in high school. I played basketball in middle school and then went to high school and realized, this isn't going to be my thing, you know? So I had to figure out what's going to be my thing next. So I made some new friends, and one of my friends had a longboarder, and he was like the coolest one in the group, man. And he was, you know, all the girls wanted to be with him, and he was just, you know,
Did he have long hair?
So I was like, he did. He had longer hair.
Of course he had long hair.
100%. Also, he had grown a beard really early on in life, so I was jealous of the beard, you know?
Uh-huh, sure.
Anyway, he had a longboard, thought it was really cool, so I got one. And we actually became really good friends, and we used to drive around and look for hills to bomb and you know, things to ride and tricks to learn and all that stuff. So for me, longboarding was my first love, if you were to say, when you look at board sports. And that kind of got me through high school, specifically freshman year. I rode it every day to school before I got my car. And then in college, it was my main commuter. I was my longboard. So I was known as like the guy with the longboard.
Sure.
In college.
Did that help you with the women?
Took it to every class. And at that point, it was pretty good.
Did it get you women? I got to know.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Did you ever hook up with a girl just because of the longboard? Strictly because you're that guy?
Not so much the longboard, the One Wheel definitely.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The longboard thing, you know, was kind of played down. That was more of an asset to my life.
Take me through the One Wheel story. Take me through the One Wheel story.
The One Wheel is like, is my life.
No, I want to know how that got you laid, or just how that got you a girl. Tell me that story. I'm sure we all would love to hear that one.
Oh, sure. Well, okay. Here's a good one. There was a football game going on. I went to OU, my college, OU Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And there's a football game going on. I don't give a fuck about the football game. Sure. I care about the attention that I'm going to get riding the One Wheel around, you know, all the people tailgating. So that's exactly what I did. I rode it around. And at one point, this big group of sorority girls stopped me, asked me all about it. So I showed them the board, whatever. One of the girls goes, so do you have like abs from doing this? And she like grabbed my shirt and like lifted up my shirt, dude. And it was easy pickings from there.
I honestly have gotten that. Like, people have told me I look better. Oh, yeah. I mean, I ride this thing. If it's not wet out, I'm riding at least two charges a day. And My abs, like, I never feel it in my feet anymore. I went snowboarding and I could sit in like a 90 degree position with my legs forever. I mean, it's definitely my core feels stronger. I've never gotten laid because of it, but I will say that.
Not yet, friend. Yeah.
Oh, man. If there's anybody that can do it, it's you, bud. I'm very excited to see you ride this thing, but I'm curious what your thoughts. You talked about your progression. I've never seen you ride, so I'm curious if I asked you, can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah, totally.
Stro, I need an honest answer.
I'll be honest with you.
If I am LeBron James and Steph Curry and I'm picking an all-star team for the one wheels, okay? Uh-huh. And I'm picking the top 10 riders, are you on that team?
Oh, 100%.
Top five.
No question.
Top five.
Nope. Top five? It really depends what type of things you're wanting to see. There's starting to be people that are a lot better at me at certain things. So it really depends. When you're talking about pure experience on a one wheel, though, I do believe I have some of the most miles, in the community. And that goes for electric skateboards as well. Sure. I have a lot of miles on both. And I think there's something to be said about that by not being hit by cars or being comfortable in traffic, to be able to know in all the situations, whether there's a bunch of wind coming right in your face or there's big cracks in the road or, all the things that affect you. I'm knowledgeable about it all. I've been there, done that.
We're going to go to all of that. Like, I'm very excited to talk about how you need to keep a running clock of the motor in your head. We're going to discuss that.
You do.
And exactly what we're talking about. But thank you. That's a very good point. You have to have confidence if you're going to be a pro rider. I don't know if we have pro teams yet, but if I was going to pick one, I mean, I've always heard you're a great rider, so it's great to know that the confidence goes along with it. But you don't seem, you, Bodie, Jeff, Chris, all these guys that I see that are sick riders, nobody seems like they got to stick up their ass. Am I right?
Well, I'll tell you why. It's so brand new. I think we realize that it's not progressed to the point that it will be one day. So this is small fry stuff. I'm excited for one. We have one wheel skate parks, and people are actually going big on these things. I see that in the future for sure.
Oh, I was gonna say, does that exist or is that in your head for the future?
Oh, it doesn't exist yet. Ooh. But I believe it will. I do.
Don't do that to me, man. I got really excited there because I've been thinking about that. Like, I've talked to you guys about how I've got this this basically like a pump track set up back outside my house that this other guy made, one of my neighbors made. And we have this abandoned grocery store at the corner of our shopping center right outside of our apartment complex. And he's like, dude, we should buy it and make it a skate park and a ride park and a one wheel park, whatever the hell that thing is that you're riding.
I was like, and I'll tell you, when you're looking to gather information to be able to make that happen, you know who's going to help you out?
Who's that?
The one wheel community.
Goddamn
right.
Because
the community gets stuff done.
That's what I'm talking about.
They do.
That's what I'm talking about.
You guys are so hot right now.
Thank you, Felicity.
Exactly.
I appreciate
it. Exactly.
So I guess we could do, like, you rode around in college, and I thought it was interesting that that dude was posting that ticket that he got in, I think that was in California at his college. Was it UCLA? Where was he?
Interesting. I'm not familiar.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, in the owners groups, and if you just bought a one wheel, you're new to this, there are plenty of Facebook groups, the one wheel owners group, the one wheel riders group, and then some other ones that are a little bit less known about. But yeah, there are people posting in this, like this one kid, this poor kid got a ticket because he was riding it on the college campus. Stro, you rode it in college. I would imagine that this thing would be a godsend for a college campus, like even as a professor, right?
Right, right. And when I had it, it was back in 2015, fall 2015. So a little bit of perspective. That was a victory lap for me. It was my fifth year, but I just did one semester. So like an extra semester of school.
Yes.
Could have gotten done in the summer, of course, but I was like, I kind of want the full semester. So I went for the semester and I'm really glad I did. I had the one wheel. I actually bought it for that semester specifically.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, I've already done this on the longboard. Let's just like check this electric board out. I was so stoked from the beginning. The second I saw it, I was like, this is a game changer for the off-road capabilities and just how much fun it looks. And let me tell you, it only gets more and more fun as time goes by. And really that's because of the community and us bringing everything together in order to, make it better and make it more exciting all the time. And it's a good time to be a one-wheel rider, that's for sure.
For sure, but I mean, I think you got in like, somebody who got in on Bitcoin 2 years ago. I mean, you got in right at the right point because I think at this point, it's outlawed. Like people are coming out with like laws that you can't even ride them on these campuses anymore. I don't think you can ride around college these days.
That's right. So my old college, they're banned now, just because they want to keep it walking pedestrians and then bikes, and the whole electrical vehicle thing is it's a hazard, you know, in a lot of cases. But I never hit anyone while I was riding, and I consider myself like a young, dumb, you know. I'll send it, dude. Believe me, I'll send it. Come to Float Life Fest this year, and you'll see what's up.
I know you're excited to talk about that, too. We're going to do that. I didn't get your videos, so we're not going to be able to do the videos from the Float Life Fest, but we are going to talk about it. And I also want to talk about something with two wheels today. So I'll do that real quick, because I saw in the groups, God damn it, Bob. I think it's Bob Nicholson is who did this. Is that his name? Whoever posted about the Sur bike, the Light B Sur, S-U-R, electric bicycle, you ruined me. Strobe, you seen this thing?
I have. So there was a rad mini at Float Life Fest. It was Van Larsen's, and he let Bodie and I kind of rip up on it.
This is not the one that Bob was talking about. But I'm glad you mentioned this. No, this was a different one that has no pedals. It looks like a dirt bike.
The Super 73?
No, but I'm guessing it looks something more like that. See, all of these things exist, folks. And the reason I'm bringing it up on a show about one wheel is because I did then start going down the rabbit hole, and I saw now this guy who posted that he drunk ordered one of those unicycle things.
Right.
You know, the like pogo stick kind of looking thing?
The pogo stick one. Yeah.
And he was excited because now other people can join him and while he rides the one wheel. That's what I got excited about. I ordered a Rad Mini and it arrives tomorrow. So please, I know you've ridden one. Tell these people about the foldable bike with fat tires that goes for 20 miles if you do no pedaling. It's got a throttle. Right. It's got five. Tell them about it.
Yeah. So it's all of that, what he just said. It does go 50 miles if you do pedal assist. What I really like for it, I'm a one wheel rider through and through. I'm not going to give up my one wheel for a bike. But if a friend has this is what I love. You're really able to easily grab the back of the Rad Mini. There's lots of handles there. Sure. And then you can regenerate your battery. And the regeneration on these things are so good. You'll go three blocks and you'll get about 3% points on the one wheel.
So
if you are braking and really engaging the motor in the correct way.
So basically,
I
was going to ask it. I'm sorry to cut you off, but basically you're putting the front edge up, right? I would imagine.
Yep. You're basically braking and letting the pull of the brake go a little bit as you're riding, and then the bike will be pulling you.
I love it.
So you can regenerate the battery.
That makes sense.
So as the electric revolution kind of goes forward, honestly, I think that's a necessary thing for me right now with the Plus to be able to regen on a ride. I do it all the time because I have to, right? But in the future, we're probably never going to need to.
Already,
with the XR, we're getting up there in numbers, you know?
I'm excited about it, man. But yeah, no, with the Rad Mini, what I'm excited about specifically is, you know, if you get a friend of yours to ride, you get a second board and you get a friend of yours to ride with you.
Right.
It's like a snowboarder who's used to snowboarding all their life and then gets a girlfriend or a new friend, like a best friend who's never been before. You got to kind of babysit them the whole time.
You got to babysit them.
Well, Stro, am I an asshole for saying that? Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just like, I don't want to just sit on the bunny hill all day. You know, that's tough. That's tough. You got to have somebody who's a good friend or spouse to just say, hey, man, today's about you. Let's just have some fun on the greens. And that's what I didn't really, I mean, I'm going to do that when my XR gets here and I'll have a Plus and I have two boards, but nobody's going to be able to keep up with me and doing the things that I want to show them. But now they can hop on the Rad Mini and ride along. Maybe my dad could ride along with me. He's never going to get on a one wheel, but he'll get on a bike. So I'm excited. Exactly. You said it's super light too. Like that bike is pretty light and it's got a throttle. Like I'm just pumped about it. Right. I mean, you had fun on it, right?
Yeah. It's pretty light. I mean, in the city, I wouldn't really use it because you got to lock it up every time and all that stuff. But for what you want to use it for, you're going to love it.
So we have a ton to get to today. Remember, we're giving away flight fins. We have got the social media lounge firing away. It is the Float Life social media lounge. The Float Life creators of float plates, float sidekicks, and other rad gear for your one wheel. Check them out at thefloat.life. Now that is for you guys. I see you all writing in and I appreciate you, but we're going to try to do something a little bit different today, which is against my rules, because when Belly's out, the rule is try not to do anything new. But we need to take a break, and I didn't want to just leave you guys for like 3 minutes. So what I figured was I'd play some music, but then we don't have the rights to play the actual music on YouTube. So I figured I did some work on the YouTube page. If anybody hasn't seen it yet, go to YouTube, check out the channel TTR Studios. And the first line is going to be everything about the voice of One Wheel, all those shows. Second line is Looch Dog in the Morning, which is the morning show that we do on Wednesdays and Fridays, live on the same channel at 10 a.m. And then the third line is original music from To The Rescue. I told you guys last week that To The Rescue is my original band. Like, I'm a one-man band. This is why I have all the equipment. And I thought it might be kind of neat to hear, for you guys to hear, like, some of the stuff that I did back in the day before I got into radio. But nobody wants to really hear an original. So let's do a cover of one of my favorite songs of all time. You might know this. This is a cover of a cover in a punk rock version. So have fun. We'll do a little quick break. And when we get back, I got the Stro Dog Millionaire. We're going to talk about the communities and the e-skaters and the one-wheelers. We're so much better. We'll be back after this. To The Rescue. Have fun. Social media lounge. This song makes me cry every time. Brutal, man. I know, dude. Me too. I hear you. So thank you guys for a little quick break and keep things fresh around here. Maybe give us a chance to use the bathroom, fill up the coffee, and get right back into it. One-wheelers smoke weed.
Yeah.
Let's get into that. What's the difference that you've noticed so much being coming from the e-skater community, coming over to the one-wheelers? Is there anything new to you? How's your experience been so far?
Yeah, that's actually not the case. I was longboarding first, and I was, pretty. I wouldn't say I was active in that community. I was passive, actually. I took in a lot of YouTube videos and. and really it was YouTube videos. I just watch a lot of videos on riding, and I never really contributed on the longboarding level. It was really until I got my one wheel. I'm getting a strange noise. I don't know if that's
Yeah, you're good. I got you over here. Sorry about that.
Okay. But it wasn't until I got my one wheel that I was like, I have something to share now. And even then, it wasn't right away. It was after I started to like really love it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I started longboarding. My first electric board was a one wheel, and I love it, man. Like, I just started riding it all the time. So I'm an OG one wheel rider. It wasn't until recently that Boosted Boards actually reached out to me about being an ambassador for them.
Okay, so I had it backwards. Well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Looch Dog getting it backwards. Yes. Sorry about that. Yikes. Well, no, I really, because that's what I'm saying. I didn't know you from a hole in the ground. I just have always heard about you, dude, and I love your name. Right. For some reason, it just sticks with me. I see it's behind your head back there. I always, is that a beer company? What is that?
Yeah, it's an old school beers company. My family has loose connection with it, but the beer's terrible, dude. Don't.
And for the podcasters, he's talking, the beer is Stroh's. This is Andrew Stroh, but the beer is Stroh's, yeah. Stroh apostrophe.
Stroh's S- beer. I dare you to drink it. It's not good.
I'm happy to go to the Magic Robots call-in line. If you want to talk to Andrew, 571-354-7338. Hit us up on the Magic Robots call-in line, because a phone call without robots is just a can on a string. Yeah, but have you noticed that a lot of one-wheelers smoke weed? Because I have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the biggest thing. A lot of times I'll do meetups with both e-skate guys and one-wheelers, and it kind of ends up separate anyway, just because all the one-wheelers want to go smoke weed and then go ride.
Really? Is that not common with the electric skateboarders?
I would just say they go for an experience that's faster and more often in the street, because that's the only place that you can ride them. Sure. So they are in a high danger situation all the time. Therefore, they don't want to have that inhibiting them. Whereas one-wheelers, it's this flow, right? You're flowing over off-road and you're having fun with it. So I think it's just really general, like, you know, one-wheelers just like to be high when they're floating. I don't know.
Well, it's a more chill thing.
A lot of us. I'm not going to say that everyone smokes weed, but I've noticed a good amount of us do.
Social Media Lounge, am I wrong? Isn't there a joke already for smoking weed on a ride? Isn't that already an inside joke?
I think it's the safety meeting. I'm going to go have a safety meeting.
We'll have a safety meeting. Isn't that? I thought that was something that already existed. So thank you for that, because I've noticed that. And I know, so obviously you probably like the speed too. That's what I've heard about you. You like to go fast. So how do you do this without nosediving is where we want to go. Right. But before we do that, I don't want to just sit here and talk about nosediving. I want to talk about the way that we approach it as a community, okay? Right. Because if we can, this is where I'd really like to chat with you guys. I see a lot of new riders, and they have the really, really just questions that you're just like, dude, no. You see these posts, and you're like, no. And so maybe give us an idea of what goes on. Is there like an internal clock in your head? Because I know there is with me, that it doesn't necessarily have to be your speed. It's all the factors coming into it. Wind coming against you, going uphill. Like, how do you keep that clock running in your head so you don't kill yourself?
100%. So being an OG rider, I've actually had to go through some changes from way back with the V1 one wheel. There was completely different firmware. Remember, so as new firmware and then the Plus launch, and you had, you know, another firmware, and then they updated it and you had a whole new thing to learn. Things have definitely changed as time have gone on. Really OG V1 though, you can hear the motor. It's really loud. So it was actually almost easier to pick up on the V1 just because you can more easily hear where the motor's at and if it's going to dip out. Over time, as you ride it, you get more confident and you're able to go faster. And it's about riding on top of the pushback. It's hard to explain, but you start feeling, you go past pushback and then it pushes you back, kind of.
It's a rocking feeling for me. It's like a rocking feeling.
Right. and you want to stay on top of it, but keep your weight towards your back foot so that if you were to dip a little bit, you're able to recover. That does happen a lot more on the V1s because of the older motor. It's not as strong. The Plus does a lot better at, you know, not dropping off so soon.
When I was a kid, I just was getting my license. I was 15, and one of my friends was 16, so he got his license before me. That was the age in Virginia, was 16. And he got into an accident on the way to school. Literally, he was stopped at a stoplight. He was like the fifth car in line. This is a 16-year-old kid that's my friend. First year driving, and he's just stopped at a stoplight. And somebody behind him, the car behind him, doesn't realize it's a stoplight and just smashes into the back of him. And then he hits the front or the back of the next car. Obviously, then that's his fault. And my dad, he runs a behind-the-wheel driving school. That's his company, his own company. And he said to me, when I said this story, I was like, Dad, can you believe that? Oh, my God. How is that his fault? He's like, yeah, well, he should have looked in the mirror. And I said, what are you talking about? He said he should have been looking in his rearview mirror, noticing that a car was coming from behind him, noticed that it was coming too fast, and had enough room in front of him to get the hell out onto the shoulder. And I said, you are out of your goddamn mind. Nobody drives like that. Who would actually think to do that? Who's thinking in every possible moment what could happen next? What's the worst thing that can happen?
Right.
And then I got in the car and I realized it just becomes kind of like you do kind of have to ride that way. Your life is on the line. And when I'm riding this one wheel, Andrew, I never put myself, I am always constantly riding in a way that if it were to nosedive, I'm ready to jump and go.
That's interesting.
I am.
That's
I'm ready at all times. Is that weird?
I wouldn't say I do that. I'm pretty comfortable on the board that I know its limits really well. You know, if I'm riding at top speed, though, it's something I'm aware of. And I have to take all those factors in mind. I have to know if it's going to be really windy today and what direction that wind is blowing.
But a new rider right now, this is where they get it confused because they're saying, hey, we're only talking about top speeds. Dude, I nosedive more often when I'm at like 2 miles an hour. Am I wrong? I mean, I know we talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, that could be foot placement. That could be a lot of things. But I think a lot of when it comes down to the nosedive issue, really, it just comes down to experience and learning the board. You need to learn the capabilities of the motor. You have to, you know when it might be a day where you're going to be taking it easy or not going as fast because it's so windy out, and that's just is what it is. But all of those cases are when you're really riding in the street like a biker, like an electric skateboard. That's when a lot of these factors impact you. I don't really see it being a big deal when you're just in a backyard, say, and having
right.
a backyard.
No, I agree. I guess the way I'm thinking of where I ride is, and not that I'm the only one who does it right, my way is the right way, it's just this is my opinion, is that if I am riding around cars, I will never put myself in a position, not even just cars, just any, you know, skiers die from hitting trees. I mean, let's be honest, folks. There's a lot of things around that you're not even paying attention to that if for some reason you were to hit, you'd have some serious damage. Wear a helmet.
Wear your domes, guys.
Wear a helmet.
Wear your domes.
Right?
Shout out to the Hover Hooligans.
There you go. So I will never, I will do my best to never put myself in a position where if I was to nosedive, I have like a clock of like 20 feet ahead of me and I try not to put anything in front. Like, and that's how I ride. You guys know me. I like to stick with grass. But Stro, you've been a part of the community for longer, just as long as anybody else. You're a moderator of a lot of these groups or one of these groups I know. Does it ever tire you hearing these godforsaken questions over and over and over again?
You know, it's just part of it.
Be honest.
So new like
be
this,
honest, Stro.
It's just part of it. you know, I wouldn't say it gets old. There's always going to be new people, you know, with questions. It does bother me that people don't know about the search feature or don't do research on their own. But sometimes things do, it just keeps coming up. But in general, I mean, I had those questions at one point. I just kind of learned it myself. And if I were to give any word of advice for someone just getting into this, I'd say just keep riding. At the end of the day, like, if you're out there having fun, you're going to be figuring stuff out on your own. And hopefully you'll be having a lot of fun, too. I know I do, like every day. So
check this out, guys. If you're watching on the live stream, I don't know if anybody knows about this. I've known about this for a while, but I've never actually gone to the page until doing preparation for today's show. This is the One Wheel Wiki. For any of you new riders out there, I'm only going to do a minute on this, but just so that everybody knows, it's onewheel.wiki. That is where it will take you. It's an unofficial wiki page that people in the community add to. But guys, look at all this stuff. I mean, we've got mods, we've got how to charge on the go, air travel, and you can get documents that you can give to TSA when you're going on the plane. tire replacement. Look how in-depth this stuff is. Like, the tire replacement.
The organization of the community surrounding One Wheel is so much farther advanced than any of the other board companies. There are a few board companies, for example, Evolve, who does the Evolve World Cup, kind of similar to Float Life Fest, but like their version of it, which I think is awesome. No other company does that besides One Wheel with Float Life Fest and Evolve. The difference is Evolve is run by the company. And, you know, Boosted does some other stuff with ambassadors that's through the company. It seems like a lot of the... When things actually get implemented and get done in the One Wheel community, it's the community doing it and not Future Motion.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, exactly. I mean, if you look at what I'm scrolling through on the live stream right now, it's literally an entire tutorial, picture by picture, step by step, of how to change a tire and how to go through. Because I know somebody like me is probably freaking out right now. I don't want to send it into Future Motion to do it. I'd rather do it on my own. But if I don't know what tire to get, look, there's a chart right here of what the Vega is compared to the Hoosier 6, the Hoosier 6.5 Slick. I mean,
exactly,
dude, this is incredible. Yep. So just go to onewheel.wiki if you're ever worried about this stuff and want to see, like, news. Like, maybe, okay, but here's what I wanted to say, Stro. Let me bring you back on screen here. I don't want to get into a position where we are too good for the community. Okay, so quick story that I think applies to everyone. It's it's one of my favorites, and it's about this dude I know is a carpenter, and it applies to us guys because I know there's a lot of people in here who have who contribute to the owners groups, the riders groups, and all of that. This guy was a carpenter on the East Coast, and he was the best one ever. I mean, he was the best carpenter that you could find. And he'd been doing it for 25 years. The dude has just been like, he's the guy. You know, if you need a house, he's going to build it. And his company, the building company, just knew that he was retiring. And he finished up this house. It was awesome, high end, super classy. He always used the right pieces of wood. Always made sure to use like the tempered wood, though. Like, he took all the little cuts and like he made the details right. And man, it's just funny because he went to do his last house. He was like, okay, I'm done. And the builder was like, I need you to do one more. I need you to do one more because I'm sorry. We just need it. It's a huge contract. One more, then you're free and clear. I'll even give you a bonus. And he's like, all right, fine. I'll do it. So it's his last house and he knows it. He's been doing it for 25 freaking years, man. He's been doing it forever. So being that it was his last one, it was time to buy the wood, and he's like, you know what? Instead of getting the tempered wood, why don't we just go with the regular, you know, normal wood? It's fine. It's not going to be a big deal. It's my last house. You know, he goes to do the windows, and instead of getting the ones with, like, the argon glass, gas fumed inside of it so that it's got great weather pressure. Nah, he just went with the regular windows because whatever, man. It's my last house. It's cool. And he did that. He kind of cut some corners. But it's his last house. So who gives a shit? He goes to give the keys when it's done. He goes to hand them over to the builder, and the builder's like, listen, man, this looks great. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it, but keep the keys. This is your retirement gift. And I love that story because what a way to just bite you in the ass. You know, I mean, the one time, and of course it's at the end.
Right.
The one time you cut the corners, and it's the one that you're left with. And right. I think what I wanted to make the parallel to is you might have been in this group, this community for a long time, and a lot of these things might have become a little bit repetitive to you.
Right.
You might not want to respond to somebody talking about nosedives because, God damn it, dude, just search it on your own.
Right. Well, I mean, it comes down to, like, your love and your passion for it, and I'm to the point where I'm so passionate about it. I want to share that with people. I am, you know, as it is, motivated to do it. People that help me stay motivated are the people who believed in me. You know, the Hover Hooligans, Float Life, Craft and Ride, Flight Fins now. I'm so excited for
them. Oh, hell yeah. We'll give them away. Flight Fins. Yeah, for sure.
You know, all these third-party companies, really, if you look at them, but it's made of community members that really inspire me to be able to give even more. You know, of myself consistently.
Absolutely.
I do wish Future Motion themselves were more involved with that process, but
they are taking, I think they're at least trying, they're starting to take the right steps. You know, they came on here, right, which is a huge shout out to them. And I just wanted to point out that we are building a community that we're left with at the end of the day. So let's not take the little things to be redundant. So quick break. And I think this will be fun for everybody. If I can get this up on the screen at the right time, if you're on the podcast, you'll be able to hear it. But if you'd like to watch this, just go over to YouTube, and that's channel TTR Studios. What we're going to do here is I would like to pull up Belly's first ride, which I think would be fun for everybody. We took Belly out on the one wheel the other day, and he's never ridden a snowboard. He's never ridden a skateboard. He's never ridden anything. And he was great. I mean, I was proud of him, and I thought that maybe this would be fun for you guys to watch. So let's go ahead and pull that up, and I'm excited to do that. Stro, remember, when we play this for the people, your board is, your mic is hot. Are you with me, Stro? Is he gone?
I'm with you.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll tell you what. Play some tunes, because that's not coming up the way I want it to. And we'll take a break this way. When we get back, I will have Belly's first ride for you. We'll do this in about a minute. Thanks for hanging out on TTR Studios right there on YouTube. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll be back in just a second.
Belly's first ride. Go take that speed hump like a champ. Look at this. Kid's never been on a one wheel before. No problem. No problem. No big deal. Take it left around this loop. Go left around this parking loop. Come back here. Heels. There you go. There you go. Easy. How are you, sir? Hey, bud. This kid, never ridden a snowboard, never ridden a skateboard. Let's just make sure we're not putting you into traffic. Hey, you want to go that way?
Where are we going?
Okay, I love it. Okay. Let's go.
I only have so much energy in my knees right now.
Well, he's ready to rock.
Legs are already sore.
Yeah, we've been riding, though. He's been, I mean, is it hard? Do you think it's easy? Can people do this?
Oh, yeah, people can definitely do this, as long as they, you know, have ever done any kind of board sport.
You haven't? Yeah, so what we're going to do is go hop off here at the corner. Alright, this is Belly's first grass. Let's see how he does here. He's got a grass berm here. See what he's working with? Showing him the true float. Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Get away from the rocks. Yes! We got it! Oh, hell yeah.
So,
I mean, what do you think of the difference in the grass? Is that a lot different than pavement or the same, or what do you think?
I feel the pavement is different than the grass. It's almost more like floating, but it's a little different.
Is it harder?
I think the grass is harder and the ground is harder because it's more unpredictable than pavement. Pavement's going to be mostly smooth.
Which one do you like better?
Right now, pavement.
Let's go
figure. Although I think the grass is more forgiving.
Oh, dear God. Alright, we'll be back. Look at this guy. Huge hill on his first run. He's like, no big deal, Belly. Giddy up. Yes, sir! Yes!
Dude, how does that feel?
It's good.
You know it feels good.
Good.
I'm proud of this guy. Really good job, dude. That was awesome. Super fun, right?
Super fun.
Let's make sure a nice shot of you.
Goofy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back, folks. God bless America. There's a lot going on. Look at that magic robot song. Andrew Stroh joining us from Chicago. What's up, man? Thanks for sitting through that. You did a great job being silent. He didn't get to see it, so Stroh, you're going to have to go over to YouTube and check out channel TTR Studios to watch Belly's First Ride. He did a good job, I think.
Yeah, I was watching on the live stream.
Oh, cool.
I saw a bit of that.
All right, cool. Yeah, man, can we grade his first riding? I don't know. Dude, he's never done anything on any kind of sport, like board sport, any kind of sport, any kind of board sport. So I was very proud of him for doing that. Belly, we definitely miss you, man, from the Bahamas. Do we have any comments from the social media lounge, the Float Life social media lounge?
There's a whole bunch.
Read them off for us, Stroh. I need help today. I'm on my own.
They're talking about what riders kind of like sold boards, if that makes sense. When I was looking into getting my one wheel, right after I purchased it, I did a lot of research on the internet. And some of these guys are telling me that they got the board to my videos.
Oh,
cool.
Hell yeah. Well, talk to us about that. Like, what do you mean? I mean, what boards are you talking about?
One wheels. I came out with a lot of raw run rides where I just show like clips, 9-minute clips or however long of me just taking a ride to get food or to do whatever. And people just really liked them and they blew up. And I just know a lot of people bought one wheels or tell me all the time, dude, I bought a one wheel because I saw your videos and I realized, wait, this isn't like a hoverboard little, you know, toy. It's a commuter machine, which kind of puts me into now. You know, of course, I commuted to school on longboards and on my one wheel. And now I, you know, take it to job interviews and I commute to work every day. And it's a device that's really just allowed me to live my best self, if that makes sense. I love what I'm doing every day. And that tends to come out in the way that I interact with other people in my community.
I've never purchased something that I've used so consistently and yet still never lost any love for it. Like this.
Exactly.
I've never felt that.
It's been 2.5 years for me. I put over 10,000 miles, behind me on these boards, and I only love it more than I ever have. So for me, I just wanted to do it for as long as possible, which is why I wear a helmet and why I just don't want to get hurt or risk losing out on fun times in the future.
Talk to us who are in the community or who are thinking about purchasing one. I know a lot of people listen to this show and try to get some information before making the big, you know, pulling the trigger, right? So
maybe talk
to us about why you would go with a one wheel versus a boosted board or what the differences are so that, you know, what's your opinion there? Maybe that's not what you would do.
Right. So I get this all the time of guys that are right in between a boosted and a one wheel and which one do they want ultimately. I think it comes down to really how you're looking to ride. If you're looking to go really fast in the street and act like a biker, I think the electric skateboard is a good option because anybody can do it. It's easier to pick up and ride on that level when I'm talking. You can get on one and go 20 miles an hour and be pretty secure. Anyone can.
Scares me, man. I just feel like with those little
dangerous
wheels.
It's dangerous with the sport, but it's easier to do on electric skateboard than a one wheel. But if you're wanting to go to the golf course and rip up hills, if you want to do any off-roading at all, if you want to really feel like the king of your city or like feel invincible, the one wheel and the maneuverability is so amazing that I like I said, I feel like the king when I'm out there. I can go anywhere. It's like I just think about doing something and then boom, I'm there and I'm doing it. And it's no other board allows you to do that.
Stroh, do you know how many people are in Chicago? Rough number?
A lot.
Right?
A lot.
I mean, an S ton. Is it safe to say an S ton? Yes. Okay. And I, Faboos, I hear you. Faboos from the The Float Life Social Media Lounge. Talk slower. I got you, buddy. But you know what? You got to come up to my level, Faboos. I'm trying to get your English to be better, man. You got to keep
we're
up with this
so
stuff.
We're just so hyped, and we only have an hour. You know, we're trying to get it all in here.
I got 10 minutes left with the people.
I know.
It's crazy. So, no, with the e-skating, though, I mean, is an e- I keep saying e-skating. Just with, like, boosted boards or Leaf Techs, does it bother you at all? Like, the smaller wheels? That was the selling point for me. The bigger wheel on the one wheel was just like, oh, man, that's so much... just safer for not just hitting this little pebble at 20 miles an hour and getting launched.
Yeah. When we're talking about cracks, the boosted is really great because it's a flexi deck. So it actually absorbs a lot of the impact.
Cool.
But we have bridges, a lot of bridges here in Chicago downtown. So if you're looking to get into downtown, a lot of times on those bridges, you're stuck on going on the sidewalk on a boosted. Meanwhile, I'm feeling invincible on my one wheel.
Right.
You know, all these guys love me on the one wheel because I bring so much energy and have fun on the board. It's kind of crappy. Now I'm trying to get an XR somehow, but I don't want to give up my V1. But a lot of these guys are riding around 15-mile range on their electric skateboards. I've been talked into. This isn't my boosted. They've given it to me as a gift. But I ride this thing around, and I get 15 miles range with this battery pack here.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, Boosted has been really awesome. They got me this board to just ride around the city.
Yeah, and I don't want to like kind of act like there's a rift between one-wheelers and you know, e-skaters. Like, really, like, that's cool if that's your thing. They're two totally different things, in my opinion. Like, if you want speed, the one-wheel is not necessarily going to bore you, but that's not what it's about. It's more, and I think that's why you probably get a lot more weed smokers, is it's more about a chill powder run, man. You get to do that every single day. You go on a chill powder run up and down the hills of your neighborhood, and everybody know, he said it, Stroh said it, you're the king of the neighborhood because everyone looks at you, and some of them don't like you, some of them love you, some of them really want to talk to you. But if you've got your own company or something, like, I'm having TTR Studios shirts made because I have, like, free marketing riding this thing around my city, and everybody's eyeballs are on me. So I'm just going to make five t-shirts in different colors that say TTR Studios, and that's all I'm going to wear. That's my new idea. That's my new thing. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Hopefully it works out. I just want to blow this up as much as I can. Dude, I'm pumped. Like, what I say, like, 12 different countries and 45 cities in the U.S., this is now reaching, I mean, almost 1,000 downloads a show. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast, to the YouTube page. LITM Radio is where you find the podcast. And, of course, TTR Studios on YouTube. Let us go to the Magic Robots call-in line and give away some flight fins. You know you've been dying for them. So have I. What's
talk
that?
Talk to me, dudes. Talk to me.
Who? Flight fins?
What's that?
You said flight fins? Do you want them to talk to you?
Oh, no, I did. Whoever. I'm just excited to talk to whoever.
You want the phone calls. All right, well, hit him up on the phone calls. Let's do it. 571-354-7338. It is open. First caller right now will get a pair of flight fins. Wow, that was quick. You will hear me when I pick you up.
People want those fins, dude. They're next level.
People love these fins, man. Caller, we have you on the line. Hello, where are you from? British Columbia. Holy hell, who is this?
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
I'll press 1.
I can do that. Hold on. Oh, man. Well, this is blowing up, dude. People are calling in all over the place. Holy shit. 604. I'm getting that person back. This is crazy. I've never had that before. Let's go. This was Colorado. 720 was the first one. So let's get them. British Denver. Columbia, you dialed in and kicked everybody off. Let's get Colorado.
Hello?
Hey, who's this? Where are you from? This is Looch Dog in the Morning with the voice of One Wheel. You won your set of a pair of flight fins there.
No way. Oh, man. I'm so stoked. This is Bradley Spence. I was talking to you last week.
Oh, B. Spence. What's up, dude? Congratulations, man. Now, you don't have a pair of flight fins already, do you?
I don't. No, I'm so stoked.
Well, tell us what you're excited about with these things. What are you ready to do with them?
Honestly, I have never rode a one wheel before. I'm still waiting for my XR. So at the beginning, I'm probably just going to use them to hop curbs a little bit easier.
This dude doesn't even know. I feel like this isn't even fair. He doesn't even know what he's getting himself into. Bradley, oh my God. God bless you, man. You're going to have so much fun with these things. I guess you don't have a one wheel yet. Remember, Andrew can hear you, but you won't be able to hear him. But is there anything you'd like to ask him or me or anybody in the community about, you know, getting started on this thing?
Maybe his, like, biggest tip for someone who's never rode before.
All right, we'll do that. And, Brad, do me a favor and hit me up on you can text this number. So just text me your info, and I'll go ahead and get you set up with the flight fins. Thanks again to the brothers who are giving these away. Thanks again to Kevin Barrett for passing it forward from last week. So, Bradley, congratulations, man. You got yourself a brand new pair of flight fins.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Wow, that's awesome. Congratulations to him.
Stock is high, man.
So maybe you could speak to that. What's the tip for a brand new rider? What do you got for him before we get you out of here, Stro?
You know what's so awesome, just real quick before I get into this, is that brand new riders have flight fins and stuff, and they have an established community to be like, look, dude, this is what you need. Get yourself some float plates, get a craft and ride fender, get some flight fins, you're ready to rock. Like,
yep. Man, maybe a one tail. Really, you know, good. No big deal.
Yeah. But my biggest advice to anyone would be to take it easy to begin with. You want to try this board on all different terrains. You want to really just get a feel of the motor and the acceleration curve. A lot of these things won't make sense, but there's kickback. So as you're going, it'll push back. You want to learn to stay on top of it and really find your center, if that makes sense. It's a big part of riding the one wheel is just doing different things on it, man. Try 180, try 360. I didn't do this stuff until well into a year after riding. And, I think I would have progressed so much faster and been a better rider today if I were to have done those things. So, yeah.
Thank you, sir. It's fantastic as always.
Don't be afraid. Just get out there. Have fun.
One more line from the Float Life social media lounge. We need Belly back. I agree. Andrew Stroh, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything you have left for the people who want to say to them before we get you out of here?
Yeah. I just want to say thanks so much. As I mentioned, it's really the community that keeps me engaged and really keeps me loving everything with the one wheel. So thank you guys so much. I can't even shout out everyone as far as friendships that I've made, because there's literally about 100 of you guys. But I love you all, and take it easy. Thanks for having me.
You can see him at the Float Life Fest 2018 down in Asheville, North Carolina. Justin Thompson is already talking about stuff behind the scenes, getting things set up. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Stroh, the Stroh Dog Millionaire himself. Guys, thanks for watching. We made it through without belly flying the ship. We did it. Woo! We'll see you guys on Tuesday next week. I'm excited to do that with you. Look at that. Shout out to the Hover Hooligans. That is a sweet-ass board. You got some float plates there from the Float Life. You can remember always that they are the creators of float plates, float sidekicks, and other rad gear for your one wheel. Check them out at thefloat.life. Don't forget Magic Robots, because Magic Robots loves you guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow if you want to check out Looch Dog in the Morning, 10 a.m. right here on YouTube. I will see you guys then. For everybody here at TTR Studios, it's Looch Dog in the Morning, and this is the voice of One Wheel. See you guys.